Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. One of them is something that's currently happening in my life in the next 24 hours. And the other thing is something I just happened to notice this evening when I was watching a certain show on TV, and it relates to judging and being judgmental, and how there's certain, I would say, places and certain subject matter that I think if you struggle with what I guess you could call black and white thinking, or thinking, like I've said before, one thing must equal the other, rather than looking at things more three-dimensionally. If you struggle with that, that sort of narrow-minded way of sort of looking at things and judging things or prejudging situations, I think there's certain subject matter and certain fields that we should probably stay away from. And I happened to see this on TV. It was a political channel is what it was. And that's something I used to be very interested in and talk about a lot. And it's not good if you struggle with that sort of black and white thinking, the narrow-minded thinking. It's a very toxic place. But in regards to my first point, I wanted to, and by the way, I think that being judgmental is already something that people with complex PTSD, I think we already struggle with it, and it's part of several of our symptoms, which I've mentioned recently, but I think there are certain subject matter, and that's what I'm going to mention, what I'm going to talk about. But in regards to my first point, there's something happening in the next 24 hours in my life that's a very big deal, and I'm not going to say what it is, but it's just something that will impact my future. I'll just put it that way, and I don't know if it's going to be bad or good. You know, it's just sort of one of those things that pops up. And I will say it's something that popped up because of all of the life choices that I've made in my whole life. So it's something that relates to what I've talked a little bit about on here not in the last week, couple weeks. The concept of isolating and ending up being what I refer to as like a misanthrope. I talked to you guys about that, and that's stemming from the event and stemming in negative coping skills things. So a lot of things coming out of all of those things combined, and something that they led to, just something regarding all of that is happening tomorrow. And I want to point something out because it's a little bit frustrating, and it's also a little bit, I don't know if it's a good sign or a bad sign, and it could be related to my stress. So I've told you guys before that I have, I guess you could say, weird things, or it could just be that I notice weird things, but I find it quite interesting. The things I'm noticing are so specifically on point. And I wouldn't exactly call these things clairvoyant. These are more, and again, I don't know if I am clairvoyant, but weird things, weird coincidences seem to happen at certain times. And just, I guess, in the last 24 hours, very interesting because something in the next 24 hours is supposed to happen with me. In the last 24 hours, there have been certain things that have popped up. And I don't even know if I want to mention them on here because I think they'll sound weird. But very specific things have kind of occurred that are extremely on point. I would say two things in particular, and another thing is actually happening in a few days, but it's already been scheduled to happen. But very specific things related to things that I have talked about a lot on this podcast. One relates to true crime and a case in Idaho. It relates to the Idaho case. Another thing relates to a show, and I'm not going to say what show, but it was a show that I was talking a lot about back in October. And again, I don't want to say what show because I think it'll sound weird, but I know it was October because that was the last time I talked about it. And I also told you I had an accident in October. I had a car accident, right? Well, there's like very, very, I would just say specific oddities that kind of are popping up that I just find interesting that they're happening today. And it's the day before something big is supposed to happen with me. And again, there's another thing as well that, relates to something else, but I'm actually not going to get into that because that would sound super weird. But there's something else going on where the time frame of everything that's sort of occurring right now, again, I don't know if these are good signs or bad signs, or maybe they mean nothing. Maybe I'm looking way too much into them, but I do find the timing very curious. Because they all relate to things that I had specifically been focused on in quite deep ways. And just in relation to a lot of things. And the reason I want to point this out is because in regards to things that I've shared with you guys, I've told you guys before, whenever I've had coincidences occur, and whenever I've had, you know, these sort of oddity things happen, it's created a dilemma for me. And I've had this dilemma since I was in my early 20s of this whole kind of thing of, am I special? Am I chosen? You know, is there some higher thing happening here? And it can really lead to a almost feeling like you have a multiple personality. And I've talked about that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing, which I found so fascinating with that book I told you about, where it said, if you struggle with fear of confrontation, you may struggle with fear of violence. And then the two books it recommended for that, one of them was The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And I was like, well, that is really weird, because fear of violence is complex PTSD. Like, that's fear of trauma. You know, and I just thought that was so strange. That just blew me away when I read that. But I'm just a little bit, I'm just curious what's going to happen, is my point here, in the next 24 hours. I don't know. And I will also say that I know that a lot of times, because I made the list of when do these coincidences tend to occur. And a big portion in there was they occur when you are stressed out. And yes, I am stressed out because tomorrow is a big day for me. It's probably one of the biggest days of my whole life, by the way. And again, I'm not going to specifically say why. It's just a very big day. So mark it on your calendar. But anyway, or don't. But I've got it marked on my calendar. But I just wanted to point out, you know, maybe it's stress. You know, maybe that's why I'm noticing it. I find it quite fascinating that the things that are popping up are very specific things that I have felt very unique connections to. I told you guys that, like, that Idaho case was the whole reason I even studied true crime, which got me into understanding logic better. And it took me to that profiler's channel, that Pat Brown profiler, and I learned how to not jump down rabbit holes and to take time and think more logically. And then I read that book about, what was it, the Critical Thinking for Dummies or something like that, or Logic for Dummies. I can't remember what it was now. And I realized I'm a critical thinker, but I'm not a logical thinker, which I never knew there was a difference, but there's a huge difference. Critical thinkers tend to think more critically and tend to be problem solvers, but we also tend to fall down rabbit holes because we have so many ideas. Logical thinkers don't think that way. And even scientific thinkers think differently. Scientific thinkers think more like critical thinkers, but scientific thinkers don't always think like logical thinkers. Logical thinkers are more crime scene solvers. They're deductive reasoning rather than jumping down rabbit holes. But anyway, So a lot of things led to this, like a lot of things I've talked about a lot, right? And the other thing that I had mentioned, it was a show, and again, I'm not going to say what it was, but it was something I had talked about in October. And I have a very special connection to one particular person that was mentioned on the show, a historical person. And it just, I just found it interesting that this show came back on TV today. I just found it interesting. And it just the time frame of it. And again, something else that's happening later this week relates very well to an actual person, to actually two people, that something very weird happened in November in regards to one of these people and something that's about to happen in a few days. And again, I'll just leave it at that. But the problem with all of this, the reason I'm not mentioning specifics is because the specifics don't matter. What matters is it's leading me into this mindset of, is this me? You know, I'm not trying to make it about myself, but I feel like these things are popping up at a very strange time. Like they're happening all together. And I've told you guys, I've had all kinds of people being just like super nice to me out of the blue, like overly nice. Cause I'm someone that notices things like this. Like I notice when people are just being normal or being themselves. But even yesterday, it happened again yesterday, where somebody completely out of the blue texted me and wanted to see me. And I was like, this is so unusual. This just doesn't normally happen. I mean, I could go months, years, where I don't have all these people reaching out to me just, and they don't know what's going on in my personal life, by the way. These are people, one of the person that messaged me yesterday, it's someone I've actually never even met before. Somebody gave them my phone number and just like reaching out. I mean, just over the top, just people doing nice things for me. You know, it's almost like, it's like something's happening. It's like something strange is happening. So this is like, and maybe it's a good thing. I am going to buy a lottery ticket this Saturday because I don't know if you guys know, but the Powerball is like the highest that it's ever been. And yes, I'm a total believer that there's something to winning that. There is actually a logical way of winning a lottery. I don't know if you guys know that, but somebody wrote a book about it. And there's higher likelihoods of things you can do to win it. But anyway, I'm not doing that. I'm just picking a number. I'm not doing what the book said. Although, there's also a website that you can use for scratch-offs that will tell you which scratch-offs you can actually win and which scratch-offs have already depleted their funds. And it tells you what things to pick. And I did it once and I won like five times. And it's like a whole website. It's crazy because scratch-offs, there's a lot that you can play and you'll never win because they've already given out their money. I don't know if you guys know that. It's fact. It's true. I've done it. I've seen the website and I did what it said and I won, I don't know, like $60 or something. But normally I would never win because I would pick the wrong thing. But anyway, back to my point. All of this stuff, this thinking, you know, these kind of special things about myself. I've told you before that I think it stems from, it's a survival mechanism. Because this is something that happened to me when I was in the hospital when I was 21. I had these same beliefs that there's something else going on with me. And it's not schizophrenia. It's not multiple personalities. Because I've asked therapists this specifically, do I have these things? And they've always said no. You know, is it delusional? Probably. I just find it fascinating that such very specific things are happening when they're happening, and such very specific things are like, would like appear to me. Like I told you maybe a few weeks ago, I was needing answers to certain things and the answers would just appear like out of total blue. Like I would be watching a show and I would be thinking, where have I heard this before? Or what is the answer to this? And then on some show, it would just appear the exact answer I was looking for. Like within the hour that I was looking for this answer, you know, there it is. Like that to me is, that's very strange. I have not been having any dreams lately that I can remember. I haven't had any dreams, you know, anything like that. So I think that's worth noting. Because, you know, I have talked about that before, but nothing like that's happened. But again, the delusional thinking, is it delusional or is there more to it? You know, why is this all happening? I don't know. I told you guys that there's, I'm not huge into astrology, but there are things going on with my sign. I'm an Aquarius. There are very unique things going on with my sign that haven't happened in over 200 years. And I think it's like the same time frame as all this stuff with these cicadas that are coming out of the ground, like this month or next month. And where I live is one of the only places in the country where both of these two types of cicadas are actually merging together, if you look at a map. And it hasn't happened in like 220 years. But a lot of it's, they're happening in the United States at the same time. Two different types of these cicadas are coming out of the ground. But where I live, they're merging. Like they're coming together, which I find interesting. So I don't know if there's something going on with the planets or anything. I'm not a professional at any of that. You know, I don't know if that has anything to do with this whatsoever. Although I do remember reading, I think it was Pluto. It said that Pluto was like in my sign or something, and it hadn't been there for that same time frame, like 220 years. And it was supposed to bring all these amazingly good things into my life. So maybe it's true. You know, I told you guys that I've been starting to have really good things coming out of my changes I made in my life. You know, I talked about that recently, so maybe it's true. Maybe this is just the beginning. I don't know. The other thing I wanted to talk about really quick, since I try to keep my podcast under 20 minutes, but the other thing I wanted to talk about really quick was judging. So being judgmental. So in regards to what I'm doing tomorrow, like I said, it's a very big day for me. I've been trying not to beat myself up, and I've been trying not to think the worst and to think catastrophically. You know, and it's just, that's hard for me to do. I'll probably always struggle with that, by the way, but the self-criticism, you know, I have to really watch that. And in regards to thinking that way and being judgmental, and a lot of that can stem from low self-esteem. One thing that I noticed tonight, and it makes perfect sense, but I don't know that I really noticed it, is that I was watching a political channel, and I try my hardest to avoid it, but I watched it because there was some news going on that I wanted to hear about. And it was like a mainstream big news thing, and it was evening news, which I think is a lot more judgmental than morning news. And speaking of morning news, I'm still enjoying recording the Today Show during the morning, and I only watch about 20 minutes and then I just delete the episode. But having that routine, it does help. But back to my point, the judgment. So whenever you're watching like a political show, especially in the evening, a big part of their talking point, I would say 70% of their talking point is judgment. It's them judging the other side. So if you're a Republican, it's like they judge the Democrats, the way they live, their talking points, you know, they just make fun of certain things, certain characteristics, and it can go both ways. Democrats can do this with Republicans. And again, I don't want to be political in here. I'm just talking about a field or a subject matter where I see a lot of judgment. And I want to point out that if you already struggle with black and white thinking, meaning this must mean this, or you're a history teacher, so you must also like these things, or you must you must do this, or, oh, you must live this way, or, you know, you're involved in crime, so you must also do this, therefore this, right? I would say that's kind of like thinking like jumping down a rabbit hole thinking. You're just thinking, oh my God, this crime happened. The perpetrator must be this person. The perpetrator must be like this or live like this. And the perpetrator could be someone completely opposite of that, right? So you don't want to fall down those stereotypes. And that judgmental thinking, the field of politics, it's almost like a requirement. And the thing about it that I think is so important to remember is that, yes, a lot of what's on TV is like that. It's TV, right? Movies are like this. But the thing to remember, and the thing that I think that used to really set me off, is that those shows might be that way. But then you have to come to, like, occasionally they'll talk about like a Supreme Court case. And in a Supreme Court case, you have to think so differently from being judgmental. You really can't be narrow-minded. You're supposed to be blind, right? You're supposed to have a blindfold on. And so it's almost like you almost like box yourself in with that judgmental thinking. And then all of a sudden, that same show you might be watching or the same group of people you're hanging out with, all of a sudden they'll talk about something where you really shouldn't be judgmental, because if you are judgmental, it makes you look stupid. And so whenever something like a Supreme Court case comes up or something like that, all of a sudden they're looking at you like, well, why would you say that? Or why would you think that? And it's because you're in a narrow-minded way of thinking with a judgmental situation, like a judgmental subject matter. But then they bring something into it that's meant totally not to be that way. And for me, that would be a scenario that would set me off, because it would be a trigger for feelings of incompetence. It would be like, oh, we're all this way, and now all of a sudden you're telling me to be blind about things. You know, that wouldn't make any sense to me, which would be a trigger for people's behavior not making sense. And then I would just want to leave. So that's a good reason. That's a perfect scenario right there of why you don't want to fall into the trap of thinking of being judgmental or prejudging. And I think that the symptoms of complex PTSD absolutely set us up for that. Because if you struggle with negative self-concept and beating yourself up or criticizing yourself, if you struggle with fear of confrontation because you're prejudging what someone's response is going to be, if you know, there's all kinds of things. If you have the intrusive thoughts of the world is out to get me rather than the world is out to give me something wonderful today, you know, if you have those thoughts of just being hard on yourself, I just think it's judging. And a lot of times it does stem from low self-esteem because we come from trauma. I think that all makes sense. But I just wanted to give a situation where that narrow-minded or that judging thinking, it can set you up for a failure. It can set you up for beating yourself up even more, thinking, this doesn't make any sense. And then you just want to leave the situation. And that would be that's just a great example, right? The world of politics. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're saying, oh, well, you know, injustice, we're supposed to be blind here. And then if you're not thinking that way, they kind of look at you like, well, what are you doing? Or look at you like you're stupid or something. But then 70% of the rest of the time, they're totally being judgmental. They're laughing at people, you know. So I would say it's a perfect storm of what you don't want to do. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. But in relation to that, I just thought judging related so well to, you know, the other things I talked about. And again, you know, I don't know what will happen tomorrow, but I'll know by this time tomorrow. And in regards to, you know, thinking the worst, I tend to do that a lot. And I'll just try to, you know, sort of take things as they come and learn to learn from them. You know, learn to learn with things that might be consequences or there might not be. You know, it's just a situation where I think it stemmed out of, like, what's happening in the next 24 hours. It just stemmed out of everything that's been happening since the event. It's everything that's been happening. But the fact that I've already started to change my behavior since my accident in October, by going to the library and reading books to cure that boredom, that was such a huge part of the solution. And just other changes I've made, but that was a big one. Because again, that boredom, when you do isolate and you become a misanthrope, that boredom can just really get you to where you fill it in with negative coping skills. And for me, drinking was one of those, which again, I've stopped that since October. But, you know, this is just a part of life. And I think it's a part of life that a lot of people with complex PTSD, they go through. I think a lot of us isolate and a lot of us can become misanthropes. I think it can happen. And again, a misanthrope is somebody who's just doesn't want to be around people anymore and they don't want to be, they're just sick of society. And I've been like that. I've been like that ever since, you know, someone I knew was attacked and people around us responded in a way that just shocked me. And I just thought, whoa, I got to just get away from everybody. So I think that this just all culminates in certain things, and tomorrow, you know, it's just a very big day. So anyway, this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.